In the same way, all the powerful demigods of the universe are bound or controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are given freedom, like the birds who have a certain range to fly. However, they cannot go beyond this. It's a very nice example. You also, we also, are like birds. We have a freedom to fly, but we are bound by the rope. We cannot go beyond the rope. We cannot go beyond what is our capacity. It's a very nice example given by Lord Shiva. The Lord has bound us all. We can fly in a certain range, but not beyond that. Only by the Lord's grace, Shiva continues, only by the Lord's grace can we create, maintain, and annihilate the material world. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Being. Purport. The summary of creation is given in this verse. From Sankarshan, Mahavishnu expands, and from Mahavishnu, Gabhadakshayi Vishnu expands. Lord Brahma, who was born of Gabhadakshayi Vishnu, fathers Lord Shiva, from whom all the other demigods gradually evolve. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and Lord Vishnu are incarnations of the different material qualities. Lord Vishnu is actually above all material qualities, but he accepts control of Satvagun, the mode of goodness, to maintain the universe. Lord Brahma is born from the Mahatattva. Brahma creates the entire universe. Lord Vishnu maintains it, and Lord Shiva annihilates it. The Supreme Personality of Godhead controls all the most important demigods, especially Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, exactly as the owner of a bird controls it by binding it with a rope. Sometimes vultures are controlled in this way. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nittinamine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyare Shatarine. Have you ever felt in your life that you wanted to go beyond your own limitations, but then felt helpless to do so? I think we all know. For instance, at this present moment, this humble speaker is feeling very tired because of so many engagements in our London preaching, and I wish so much to go beyond my tiredness, but I feel limited by this material body. Tiredness is forced upon us as one of the limitations of our body. Or we have limitations of our minds. We may like to comprehend a subject matter. We may like to make the best possible decisions in our lives. But our mind and our intelligence is limited, and no matter what we try, we cannot go beyond it. Each one of us is limited by his guna and his karma, the material modes of nature who make the personality and the karma. Look at Dharanidhara. He gives us an example. Thank you, Prabhu, for illustrating this lecture. You have just fallen asleep. You may not have wanted to do it, but it was forced upon you. This was your limitation. Your body's energy is exhausted, and you were sleeping. Thank you very much for giving this example. Hare Krishna. We have to see positively our Vaishnavas.
Maybe you are not impressed.
Yeah, that is possible also. So we are all limited in certain ways, we cannot cross beyond our limitations, even if we want, no matter how we try. The example is so nice from Bhagavatam. It is such a deep understanding is given to us. Vultures, it says here, are sometimes bound by the owner of these vultures by a rope, and then the vultures may want to fly and protect, let us say, a certain area from other birds, and they feel, let me fly now higher, but then the rope comes. They go like, but they can't go beyond the rope. This is what every one of us has been given with us. There is a shloka which says that at the time of birth, five things are already destined. It has to come. It is bound to come. That is the amount of happiness and distress. You cannot go beyond it. Look at our Western civilization, which tries so much to increase the amount of happiness. We saw in the posters, enjoy more. Go and buy this type of foodstuff or this type of dress. But it is not possible, because at the time of birth, this is given to us. Even the amount of food which we eat is given to us. It is described that on each food which you eat during the day, let us say so many rice grains, your name is there. Let us say, today, Dinanath, you are destined to eat 50 grains of broken basmati rice. Because we are poor, we eat broken basmati rice. Then there is, in a subtle way, you won't be able to find it out in a laboratory with a microscope, but by the subtle energy, there is 50 broken pieces of basmati rice, your name, Dinanath, that's reserved for you. But if you want to eat 51 grains, it is not possible. Even if you would put them in your body, you might become sick so that you can't digest the 51 grain, and so on and so forth. So the amount of happiness, the amount of food is destined. Your wife is destined, which is going to come to you, or not. If you are a brahmachari, a lifelong brahmachari, that is destined. Then your lifespan is destined. How many years or how many breaths you have. And finally, yes, death is destined. How it comes to you, you cannot change it. This is how we are bound, and by many other factors, by our karma, like an animal which has a rope around the food. He may go a certain distance, but not farther. Hare Krishna. This is we have to understand this with humility, with some compassion with ourselves. We are limited conditioned souls. However, in this conditioned situation, you do have a freedom. Each one of you has a jewel with him or her. This jewel in Sanskrit is called the Svatantra Ratna. Svatantra means you, means something, which I will explain, and Ratna means jewel. Svatantra means independence or free will. When you come to this material world, you bring with you a certain amount of free will. Of course, as we just heard, you are limited. You cannot go beyond certain granitsas, limitations. However, within those limitations, you can exercise your free will. And the best exercising of your free will happens at the moment where you decide to become connected in your life with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, with the Super Soul, with the Holy Scriptures, and with a Guru. Shri Shri Radha Londoneeshwara ki jai. At the moment where you become connected to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to the knowledge in the scriptures, and to a spiritual master, at that moment, by the Lord's mercy, your freedom will start to increase and increase and increase. This goes so far that a great soul like Srila Prabhupada is not even limited by death. When you accept the knowledge from such a guru who is free because he has used his independence to surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when you start to increase your knowledge by reading in the scriptures, at that moment you will begin to exercise the freedom which is your birthright, which is with you. Now, for a devotee to surrender his freedom to become free is a very important point, and I will discuss this now a little bit. I want to tell you a great experience in my own Krishna conscious life. When last year we went to Sridhar Mayapur and visited the place of Srila Rupa Goswami. Srila Rupa Goswami was a minister under the rule of the Nawab Hussain Shah, who was the king of Bengal. So when we visited his place of residence, we saw his court in which he was working. It's a monument which is now protected by the government of India. So we went there with kirtan, and we had a very nice katha there. And let me tell you what the katha was. The speaker was explaining to us how Rupa Goswami was called one night by the Nawab. He was awoken in the midst of the night. "Come, the Nawab wants to see you." It was around 12 o'clock in the night. And Rupa Goswami thought, "Why do I have to go to this Nawab? This Nawab is maybe frustrated because he had some, he wanted to have a sexual adventure and it didn't work out the way he thought. Just some small pity materialistic thing is in his mind, and now he wants to hear me talking to him." So when he went before the door, he saw it was raining. It was the monsoon season. And the men were standing there with the palanquin. There were four pikemen to protect him, two torchbearers, and they started to walk through the monsoon. The earth was, it was mud roads. It was very muddy and slippery, and they were wading through so much water. So they were passing on the way to the Nawab, the hut of a washerman who was there with his wife. And the washerman, it was late, you know, was saying, "Oh, do you hear this noise of people walking? Who could this be? At such a time of the day, walking through this terrible rain and mud, the washerman woman said something which impressed the heart of Rupa Goswami. She said, well, it's either a dog or a slave of a materialist. So Rupa Goswami, who was a minister, heard how the wife of the washerman said, this who is walking, who is coming there, whoever it is, it must be either a dog, foolish, you know, some dog adventure, or the slave of a materialist. And it came so deep in his heart, he said, yes, I'm a slave, I'm not free. At this dead of the night, I have to go to this materialist and just talk to him to pacify his mood. This is not okay. And he felt extremely moved, and in his heart he made a decision to depart from his old ways. If you want to exercise your freedom, if you want that the rope becomes longer and finally cut, which binds you to this material existence, you need this type of determination. You need to wake up and say, my dear Lord, I'm not a free person, I'm not independent. People may praise me, I may have beautiful looks, I may be intelligent, I may have millions of English pounds in my possession, but and I may be learned and I may be respected, but I'm not free. I have fallen into this ocean of birth and death. I'm bound by a rope. My freedom is an illusory freedom. The moment where you begin to understand this, you are ready for a great celebration. The celebration of the great departure. The departure from conditioned life. At that moment, it will become very important for you to know how you should conduct yourself. It is just like a little while ago when he came for the first time to the Soho Street. I mean, during this journey, our driver did not know exactly how to come to the temple. And just one moment. Hare Krishna. May you have a very wonderful Krishna conscious life. I know.
I'm very taken with what you are saying. It's very interesting. I'll catch up in some way.
Take from the deities. Hare Krishna. All the best for you. Hare Krishna. So you, at that moment, when you are ready for the departure from conditioned life. Oh, I forgot, because I said goodbye to a very dear person. I will continue. Please, you have to go. we did not know exactly how we should come to this Soho Street, because London is a labyrinth, you must be knowing. It is when you don't get the right roads, you are lost. Our driver took the help of a map, and by the help of the map, he was coming to this place. This is also, if you want to celebrate departure from material life, you need to read the Shastras very, very intensely. Sometimes devotees in the movement for Krishna consciousness don't read. Do you know such devotees? Could they sometimes have something to do with you? Sometimes our devotees, although it is forbidden to say, think, oh, the books is a little boring. I've read it I know the basic things. A little repetitive. I'm forbidden to say it, but this is how I feel. My dear devotee, this understanding or attitude towards the Shastra comes up when you are not clearly fixed on a goal. I want to tell you my experience. The most boring literature I can imagine are roadmaps. I would never, even in my boldest imaginations, consider reading roadmaps. It's even more boring than a telephone book. But at the moment where I want to reach somewhere, like we wanted to come to Soho Street, the roadmap becomes the most interesting and necessary literature. We were even when we were looking, I was only almost saying, come on, give me the roadmap. I also want to study it very detailed and precisely. At the moment where there is a goal, a literature which you ordinarily don't consider as something to read becomes very necessary. This is also how you must reach Shastra. You must have a spiritual goal in your mind. At that moment, you become interested to read it. Remember, we are now discussing the celebration of departure from conditioned life. This is the first point. We must know how to do it. The second point, which I want to bring to your attention, is you must be a little in self-searching and investigate what is your position before you celebrate this departure. In what way are you conditioned? This self-analysis, honest self-assessment, is necessary for everyone who wants to celebrate the path of the great departure. If you have no idea where are your weaknesses and your strengths, it will be very difficult to move on this path. It is also necessary to accept yourself the way you are. However, never ever forget what you can become. If you just remain lying or staying in your conditioning, that is not good. If you just ignore it, it's also not good. So accept yourself the way you are, but always remember what you can become. That is a pure devotee of the Lord, by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. Yes. Another point which you need to observe when you want to move on in your spiritual path, when you want to take the path of freedom, you need to pray regularly, every day. Hare Krishna. The prayer, which is very nicely suited for someone who wants to move on, is, my dear Lord, my dear Sri Sri Radha Vandan Ishvara, my dear Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra, please give me the strength to engage in your service. It is extremely important. Pray regularly, because by praying regularly, the deepest levels of your personality will become purified. Prayer means you embrace the Lord's instructions in your heart. You embrace His lotus feet in your heart. You want to learn. The next point for a devotee who wants to make the journey to his spiritual freedom is he must become connected to his spiritual master. Do you know that the spiritual master has a rope in his possession? Abhimanyu. It is a very special rope. The one end of the rope is tied at the lotus feet of Krishna. And he can take this rope, lower it into the well of our conditioned existence. Don't we sometimes have this experience? We meet our spiritual master, and then he, in his presence, we feel so enthusiastic and self-assured, and then he gives us some instructions, and it's almost like as if a rope comes into our life. We just need to grab it, Dharanidhara, and then he can pull us, shoop, out of the well of our conditioned existence. So we have a rope, the spiritual master has a rope. These are his instructions. If you want to become free, you must take this rope. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has once chastised a very superficial disciple by giving the example that the guru is lowering the rope into the well, and the disciple is standing before the rope, and he says, "Oh," he has said, my dear spiritual master, help me." So the spiritual master has given an instruction, that is, he has lowered the rope, and then the disciple said, "Help me to catch the rope." This much you must do. Hare Krishna. It is not easy sometimes to capture the instructions of the spiritual master. Do you remember your childhood when you were in sports, obligatory 1 hour a week sports? I don't know if in England, but in Germany we all had to climb these ropes. You also? Oh. So much tapasya. It is not easy. Do you remember, Abhimanyu? No ropes? Yes. Oh! And then if you made a mistake when you came down, remember how at the feet here, the pain started, you know, you lowered yourself, you went down without knowing the art. Because you have to capture the rope with the hands, and then with the feet also you have to somehow, you know, put it there. And then when you went down, it ripped all the soft foot skin away. Yeah. So when we take the ropes of the instructions of the spiritual master, it is not easy. But we will do it if we understand, I'm in the well. I am conditioned. I can't move freely. I'm so much controlled by my mind and by my body. This must stop. I want to become your devotee. Hare Krishna. Yes. So another very important help for a devotee who wants to move on in his or her spiritual life is to have contact with devotees who are very determined in Krishna consciousness. The heart of the Vaishnava very often speaks louder than his words. If you have association with a very sincere Vaishnava, a determined devotee of the Lord, and stay in his association, you will also get that determination. Or what you can do when there are no such immediate Vaishnavas around, when you are all alone, at that moment what you can do is you can read about determined devotees. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he visited Gadadhar Pandit, heard about two pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj, who took shelter, and the pastimes of Dhruva Maharaj. When Gadadhar was finished reading it from the Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would say, say it again, say it again. He would always hear this. These pastimes of the two great devotees are very, very helpful to give us determination to walk on. Or even Haridas Thakur's pastime. It can give us a great impetus to improve our chanting. You know when Haridas Thakur said to the Muslim, you can cut my body in thousands of pieces, but I cannot stop chanting. When you hear this, you go like, woo, maybe I should do a japa reform. Maybe I should read the japa reform notebook again. So on. Finally, I want to conclude by saying, if you want to make spiritual advancement and become free, learn a simple human art. See where are your talents. That means, what do you like doing and what is easy for you to do. This is how you can find out your engagement. Even nowadays in ISKCON we have a lot of necessary talk about Vanashram, where the devotees are encouraged to find themselves. But sometimes, at least for devotees who are not used to very complicated thought, they think, well, how can I find out? The answer is very simple. Prabhupada gave this very nice example. Find out what you like to do and what is easy for you to do. If you say, I like to become the temple president, but if it is, first of all, we have a very good temple president, but I just mean in theory, if you say, I like to become, let me say something else, the best Sankirtan devotee of Great Britain, but if it is too, if it's not easy for you, then be satisfied with being the 10th, being on the 10th or 15th or wherever. I remember from a previous existence so many people who had some desire to become something, but they were not suited. They were killing themselves in the desire to be someone they could not become. So find out your talents and surrender with these talents to Krishna. Let me summarize. We are bound. The example is the vulture, that is the Sanskrit word here. Shakuntaha vulture's. We are bound, let us recognize this. But we have a freedom because we are originally Krishna's path. If we utilize this little freedom which we have now, which is there in our bondage, to celebrate the way of the departure, then some points are important for us. Regular study in the Shastra, because that's the roadmap. Remember, you have no reason to not read in the books. If you don't read in the book, it must mean that your spiritual goal is somehow a little bit vague, or even not so much in the forefront of your mind. Next point is pray. Next point is become aware of your starting point. You know, what type of person are you? But don't forget what you can become. Then become connected with your spiritual master and the rope he sends down. Remember the examples of great sadhus and use your talents in Krishna's service. Haribol. This is what I wanted to explain this morning to all of you. I do hope something was relevant. We have now exactly 3.5 more minutes. It's very nice to be punctual, because then out everything can go on nicely. Do you have any question? Abhimanyu, I knew you would have.
Well, it's just when you're speaking earlier about the type of enjoyment or suffering that's predestined by the living entity's previous action, the birth that he takes. But then he still acts with that body mind and senses that he has. So within that framework, does he change his destiny at every moment? Otherwise, can he get more enjoyment or more suffering within that particular body?
No, for a conditioned soul who does not exercise his freedom in the way which we have just said, connecting with Krishna, he cannot increase his happiness or even not his distress. There are amazing stories of people who wanted to end their life by committing suicide. There was one person in Germany, he was very, very determined. The first attempt, what he did is he went into on a bridge, he put a rope, to be sure, he put a rope around his neck and bound to the bridge. Then he took a revolver and shot himself in the mouth. And just to be sure, he put a stomach full of tablets. So this is what happened. He stood there. He said, "Life is a misery." I suppose, I don't know what he said, but and he shot himself in the mouth. So the bullet was just going, passing all the important veins and passing the spine here, and it shot through the rope. Then don't laugh, it is very serious. Then he fell down the bridge into a river, very cold river. He was very sure, very determined to kill himself, where you can die from the shock. So he fell in the river. But by the shock of the coldness, he started to vomit all the poisonous pills out. Oh, Hare Krishna. Sorry, should not say such things. And then he somehow came to the, by this action of, I don't want to repeat it, you know, losing the pills, so to say, his muscles got enough blood to swim and survive the cold, and he was coming to the bank and surviving it. He tried everything, Abhimanyu. He failed to increase his distress. In the same way with happiness. I could tell you also some stories about this, but well, why all this is just material life. So this is you can't increase it, you can't change it. But if you use if you use your independence to go the way of the departure from conditioned life, if you grab the rope, then destiny changes. In Germany we have a person who was bound to die from cancer, and it was all over the body. So she started to become, as a Mataji, become a sincere Vaishnavi. And then the doctor, the professor who was trying to treat her, said, "We can't believe it. The tumor, the malignant tumor, malicious, the malicious tumor, malignant, yes, malignant tumor was arrested by some healthy cells in the body and did not spread and then disappeared." But you can become free by taking the spiritual path. But it is very important that you do it consciously. Remember Rupa Goswami. We all know, after that night, he left. That was it. Krishna. Now it is 8:30, but because we are driving together, Dharanidhar, we will discuss in the car. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi go nitai ki jai, go premanandi hari hari bol.
Satyananda Maharaj ji.